Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on KMOX.
Back into it here on KMOX as we have got about another half hour or so with you, and we're very happy to be able to go to the guest line right now and welcome on a St. Louis Battlehawk and tight end Jake Sutherland. Coming off a tough loss this past weekend, they get back at it when they will host DC coming up. Jake Sutherland with us on the program. Jake, thanks for taking some time with us today. How are you?
Of course. Hey, Matt, how you doing?
I'm good. So Coach Beck was pretty fired up after the loss this past week, and I know you don't want to lose, but how nice is it to play for a coach who, you know, cares so much and is so passionate about you guys going out and winning football games?
I mean, yeah, it's awesome. I think it's kind of a missed art, lost art in this business. He shows that he cares about us day in, day out. It's awesome.
That's interesting you say that. When you talk about being a lost art, like, is it that you want to see passion, but you also want it to be genuine and real versus some of these folks out there who maybe go over the top, but you're just in there and you realize, okay, that's not coming from a real spot?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's, you want it to feel genuine. You want it to feel, real. Right. And we definitely get that from AB.
Yeah, absolutely. What is the feeling? Because when he talked to the media yesterday, he wanted you guys to be really angry about the fact that you didn't win this past weekend, but at the same time, be ready for a tough matchup against DC coming up this Sunday.
Yeah. I mean, we kind of all felt that way as well. We felt obviously angry and disappointed, and obviously felt like we left a lot out there. But at the same time, get ready to move on, because obviously we got three important games coming up. Obviously DC first on the docket. So getting ready for that, kind of moving past this week, and then planning to obviously see them in the playoffs.
Is it challenging at all this week? All three quarterbacks are going to get reps. AJ's status is still kind of up in the air after he got banged up this past weekend. What's it like for you when you're going through practice and maybe you're taking passes from all three quarterbacks on the roster?
I mean, it's all the same. Obviously, we love getting thrown to by AJ, and obviously having everything feel as in tune as it is. But we got all the confidence in the world, and all three of our quarterbacks, right? They're obviously on our roster for a reason. So we're just ready for whatever this game brings, and obviously gonna give it our all at home for our fans.
I'm sure you rarely do an interview where people don't ask you about the home crowd and the dome and everything, but it just continues to be an amazing, fantastic story. How much fun is it to kind of be the only team in the league that truly has this home field advantage with this great group of fans?
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. Our fans are incredible. They're like the 12th man on the field, obviously, when our defense is out there. It's very loud, obviously energetic as well. It's awesome. It's an incredible feeling being able to play in front of such loyal and obviously amazing fan.
You mentioned the maybe leaving something a little bit out there at Birmingham this past weekend, where it was a really hard fought, tough battle. You end up losing 30-26. What are some of those things that maybe are the point of emphasis for this week going into next week against DC?
I think a lot of it's just consistency and focus. I think, like I said, we felt like we left a lot out there, and even saying that, we were right there at the end of the game, coming down to the wire to win it all, right? So, I mean, that shows us the type of team and the type of talent that we have. And being the team that we are, we're always win, lose, tied at the end of the game. We know that we can come out with a W no matter the circumstances.
Is there added confidence, or is it almost something that maybe you're really taking note of? Because when you played at DC's place, you beat them pretty good. You won 45-12. When you're playing a team just a few weeks later and you won by that much, does that game play any role? Is that any part of the dynamic going into this weekend?
I don't think so. I think our team does a really good job of taking it week by week. We obviously try not to look in the past, just like this past week losing. I don't think that derails our confidence at all. I think we're a pretty even keel team, and we kind of go with the game flow. Obviously that's in the back of our heads, in terms of confidence for some guys, but I think, like I said, I think we do a really good job of taking it week by week and focusing on the task and game at hand.
Is it tough to not think ahead to the postseason, knowing that the league championship game is going to be played in St. Louis?
Yeah, I mean, we're always kind of thinking about that. That's obviously our overall goal. But again, we obviously have to take it a week at a time. And then obviously if the plan is there, then we'll obviously make it there. But I mean, yeah, we're always kind of thinking about it, just because that's the overall picture, the overall goal for this season and this team.
11 a.m. kickoff coming up on Sunday. Are you somebody that likes the earlier kickoffs or the later kickoffs?
Honestly, it doesn't really matter to me. I like to get a couple meals in before a game, but obviously this game I'll probably just get our pregame meal in. But as soon as I crack that monster and get in the locker room, I'm ready to go no matter what time it is.
And for, I think most people know this, but maybe not everybody does. You guys train during the week down in Texas, and then all the league teams are there, and then you guys go to your various cities. What is that travel like? Does it an 11 o'clock kickoff? Does that change anything when it comes to the travel? I mean, that is a challenging part of being in this league.
Yeah, obviously circumstances can't be perfect, but we have been doing it this entire season, and some of the guys have been doing it since last season as well. I think we're pretty accustomed to it at this point. Usually, with the time of the game, it'll change the day before a little bit. Obviously, with 11 a.m., we got to wake up a little bit earlier, pregame meals a little bit earlier, but. I think we're pretty accustomed to it at this point.
Do you guys fly charter, commercial? Like, what's the travel like to get here?
We fly charter, okay. Which is nice. So yeah, it's just the team.
Gotcha. that helped up. Trying to put a whole football team on a Southwest Airlines flight while you're trying to get to, B12 probably isn't the thing anybody wants to do, right?
Yeah, a bunch of big guys running through an airport probably isn't the ideal situation.
Well, the Battlehawks match up against the DC Defenders this Sunday, 11 a.m. kickoff inside the Dome. Tickets are still available. The UFL.com, go to the Battlehawks site, go to Ticketmaster, wherever you want to go, you can get tickets. Jake, thank you so much for taking some time with us today. Best of luck this weekend, but we really appreciate you finding a little time for us today.
Of course, anytime. Thanks for having me, and let's hopefully get all you guys out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Jake.
42, I think, is definitely doable.
42,000, that's what you're asking for?
Break that 42,000 barrier.
Okay, I like it. Let's hope for it, all right?
Let's do it.
All right, thanks, Jake.
Yeah, have a good one.
Jake Sutherland joining us here on the program, calling for 42,000 people to be in attendance coming up on Sunday. That's going to be an 11 a.m. kickoff. All right, we'll take a break. And when we come back, another guest. We're just chock full of guests on the program today. We are going to talk with Missouri State Athletic Director Kyle Motes. Missouri State made the decision recently to leave the Missouri Valley Conference, and they are going to head to Conference USA. Puts them in a bowl subdivision for football, but it removes the basketball team from a conference that they've got a deep history with, and obviously puts them in St. Louis for Arch Madness, not too far from Springfield. How did this decision come together? Positives, negatives? We're going to go through that with Kyle Motes. He joins us next on KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.